In a world where realtors are broke, desperate, and one Starbucks away from bankruptcy, two women shall dare to say it. Maybe it's not the market. Maybe it's your spending habits.
Don't take my Instagram spending away.
This is the Elite Life Podcast. Buckle up, y'all. It's about to get real. Let's go.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome back, friends, to the Elite Life Podcast, where we teach you what it really takes to stay in this wild and crazy world of real estate.
Absolutely. I'm Kylie. That's Trisha. We're moms. We're real estate agents. We're chaos coordinators. We're Alani supporters.
We've taken too much in the real estate industry, and we've slightly lost our minds.
Just a little bit. But today, we're here to talk about five ways that realtors waste their money, and we're going to talk about not doing that. I feel like it's a super easy trap to fall into when you get into the real estate field because you're like, it takes money to make money. It takes money to make money. And that is true, friends. That is true. But Trisha's going to start off and give us some insight on what she has learned across her. I'm going to continue to call it an illustrious career. I'm really hanging on to that one.
Well, realtors love to spend money in the name of investing in their business.
It's marketing.
It's a write-off.
It is.
Ask the write-off people.
R-I-G-H-T.
But here's the thing. None of these tools are going to change your whole business and your whole life. It just doesn't work like that.
Nope.
So I got five different ways that realtors spend money that really is just a complete and total waste. And number one is the CRM you spend a crap ton of money on and don't actually use.
Did you learn this the hard way?
I did learn this the hard way. I have built out no less than
4 bajillion CRMs.
Yeah. Yeah. The build out time in and of itself is
a whole
months.
Year of life. A
yeah.
complete gestational period.
It's forever. And you go
it's
through.
Forever.
You do this like labor of love that you think is just going to change everything on the whole entire planet. You spend hours, days, weeks, months, $1 million. You get it all set up and then you never effing use it. You never use it. You use it for like 5 seconds. Yay. My follow-up boss links to my Google Calendar. Yay. My follow-up boss sends text messages that let everybody know when their appointment is. But guess what? If you don't put the appointment in the CRM, it can't send the text message. If you don't put the task in the CRM, it can't link it to your Google Calendar. If you don't put the client in your CRM, oh my gosh, none of these things can happen. Wild, right?
Yes, that is absolutely wild. I love that I work at a brokerage where my CRM is just so amazing. Is Follow Up Boss your favorite, or do you have another favorite that's not Follow Up Boss?
Follow Up Boss is the best one that I have used. Like I said, I've built out a lot of them, and I think that Follow Up Boss has, I love that it records your calls for you.
Yeah.
I love that you get a second phone number through it. It has all your text messages in there. I love that it'll pull people's social profile out of there so you can get like stuff that you would never get any other way. Like one of my clients, when I put them in there, it said their favorite book because on one of their social media platforms, it had like pulled in their favorite book. So I was able to like, okay, closing present, right? Oh, other books by that same author. So if you really use your CRM, it is such a great tool. And people will say, what's the best CRM? And what do I say? The one you use.
Mm-hmm.
Because seriously, if I lined up 100 realtors, probably 80 of that 100 have a CRM. Probably 50 of that 100 occasionally use it. Maybe, and I feel like I'm being generous here, 10 of them use it to the full capacity. Maybe.
You are being generous.
Maybe. It's a waste. Stop wasting your money if you're not going to use it.
And that brings us to our next point. As we were just talking about CRMs, also leads that you're not going to follow up on. And there was this company that had reached out to me and they were like, oh, we're looking for agents in your area that we can give referrals to.
Great. Love that text.
Great. Tell me more things. So I have a conversation. They get me set up. I did invest in this. They did give me some skin in the game. But after the 10th or 11th lead that came through that was not pre-qualified, was not ready to go, was not in the area. I got someone from like Boise, Idaho or something like that. I cut them off and I was like, listen, you guys are not giving me viable leads. Like I can't, there's nothing I can do with these.
Can't sell in Idaho.
Nope.
Idaho, Iowa.
Wherever Boise is. Well, shut up, Boise.
I don't know, but
that's that Waterford school.
I, as a broker, buy Facebook lead or not Facebook leads, realtor.com leads for my agents. And there is nothing that crushes my soul more. I can tell you, we just transitioned an agent out of Follow Up Boss last week. And Erica called one of the leads that he had and they already bought a house through somebody else.
But you paid for it.
I pay like $500 a lead. $500
$500?
Yeah. And then they bought a house. So guess what? I also just lost 15 grand. Great job, bud. Cause you couldn't follow up. You couldn't follow up.
Pill to swallow.
Seriously. It's so frustrating. And leads are so expensive. And then it's so funny to me because realtors would be like, you took my leads. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you pay $500 for that lead?
No.
Are you shelling out $100,000 in advertising a year? Because I am. And then you don't even follow up because you're not shelling out $100,000 in advertising a year. If you don't follow up, you are leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. You're wasting money. Stop wasting money. Stop wasting money. Leads on average respond between touch 8 and 11. It takes 8 to 11 touches. We actually did this one year when we did the cleaners program. We went through and we tested agents on realtor.com. I'm sorry to all of you agents because that was a waste of a lead for you and you paid money for us. But what we did notice is they didn't follow up. Most of them called us one time. Some of them called us no times. The other half like called us one time. There was only maybe two agents that called us more than two times. No follow-up. Agents, your follow-up sucks. And that wastes money.
Now, here is the other thing that you might be wasting money on, which is coaches you don't listen to. And I feel like, how did I skip this? I'm feeling personally attacked here.
Can you tell I wrote this episode?
Yes. Our listeners know us well enough to know that you wrote this, okay? You're very upset with your coachees who are not listening to you.
I know. And here's the
She's thing. Just looking at me like, I know, bitch.
So my clients that pay for my coaching, I charge clients anywhere from, you know, like $150 an hour up to you can get a package for like $3,000 with coaching with me. And my clients who spend more money, the ones that invest $3,000 in coaching with me, their return on that investment is over tenfold. My agents that I coach for free, that are at Elite Realty that I coach for free, that don't do what I tell them to,
they end up in second place instead of first place.
It takes them so much longer to catch the same fire because they have no skin in the game and they're not doing what I tell them to. If you have a coach and you are not successful, and that coach has other testimonials of people that are successful, it's probably you because you're not doing the things your coach is telling you to do. You're not following through. You're not taking the actions that they tell you to take. And that really is what this all comes down to. You're wasting money because you're not taking accountability for the money you're spending, or you're not spending the money at all.
She just mic dropped that. I don't even know what to say. I'm personally attacked over here. It's fine. She picks on me all the time. Do you know the agents, when I first started at the office, there were agents that were like, Kylie, are you okay? Trisha really laid into you in there. I'm like, it's fine. I have no feelings.
Perfect. The thing is though, like, if you don't listen to your coach, it's just like when you have a gym membership, right? You're paying for Lifetime, you're paying for CrossFit, you're paying for Crunch, and you never show up.
Do you go to Crunch?
Yes, I do. It's right down the street. And it's only $11.99. And that's why those gyms don't mind only charging $11.99 because they have 10,000 people that don't mind losing that $11.99. So when you have a coach, you need to either pay top dollar for a coach so you know you'll listen because you're paying top dollar, or take that accountability and actually do what they tell you to do. Otherwise, you are just wasting your money and your time.
That's and their time. and their time.
It's so frustrating.
So I like this next one that's on the list. It says broker packages that you don't use. Yeah. So I love this because I was at a, well, I hate it actually. I love that it's on our list. I was at a brokerage and there were so many fees. And they were feeing me all to death. And I didn't go to any of their meetings. Now, granted that, sure, it was me not going. I had other things going on. However, I was like, oh, can I please opt out of this? Not an option. So go to your broker and ask them what you're getting.
And then use it.
Yeah, or just come to Elite Realty and get all of the best coaching and all of the best things. And then you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but you have to use it. You know, I like what it says here. It's like ordering a meal and never eating it. Like if you sign up at a brokerage for leads and training and social media packages, but then you never walk through the front door to get the training and you never follow up on the leads and you never open the CRM and you never go to Kim and get your Canva templates or just jump into the Google Drive. Like we provide so much at our brokerage and we have 83 agents and maybe half of them capitalize on anything in their package. And maybe a quarter of them regularly capitalize on maybe one to three things, but there's probably zero that are capitalizing on all of the resources that are available for them. And realistically, it's like, you know, another example is like having a whole house and you only use two bedrooms. Like you have all this space and you have all this option and opportunity to be able to capitalize on it and use it for whatever, turn it into your home gym and cut your gym membership and have a podcast studio, right? Like you have to use what you're given to its maximum or else like you're wasting money. You're just wasting money. Why wouldn't you want to be as successful as possible? Those tools are there. And what a good action plan for that is pick one tool each month and implement it and make it a regular part of your business. So, okay, this month, most important, start inputting everything into your CRM. Every single person you talk to, every single person you meet, every single person that says the word real or estate, we're putting them into the CRM, right? Anybody that you meet and you talk to goes in your CRM. Every single person in your cell phone should be in your CRM, okay? Next, month two. Okay, now we're going to start following up on every single lead we get between 10 and 15 times. We're changing their lead status. We're putting them on drip campaigns.
We're adding notes.
About how many dogs they have and where they got them and what their dreams and what their job is.
Yeah, absolutely. Next. Ford. We're capitalizing on their coaching. I'm taking action on my coaching. Next. Okay. I'm asking what other options do I have in my brokerage package? Next. Tip five ways they're wasting money. Marketing they never use. I see this in our office. People got door hangers. They're still just sitting on the desk. I'm not going to say somebody's name who had client appreciation boxes in their office. You know who you are. I know you're listening. I know you're listening. A lot of them got given out. There's still like five of them. I see you.
Give credit where credit's due. Come on.
I love everybody. I'm just saying you pay for the marketing, you get it shipped to you or you pick it up, and then you leave it, right? You just leave it sitting on a desk. Like, get it out there.
Hand out those business cards, mail out those flyers. Like, that's one thing that I always say I'm going to do is like, I'm going to pick a subdivision and I'm going to mail them once a month so that I get brand recognition up the wazoo and so on and so forth. And I've done it a couple of times. I realized I don't like it. So now I got to pay someone else to do it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like you can get a lot of people, you know who Erica Krupin got to do her door hangers? Her mailman, when he was doing the mail, also put her door hangers on people's doors for her. Never thought to do that. I was like, holy crap. I have I've used Erica Medina's sons. They're hockey players and they wanted extra money to be able to buy new sticks. They went and did all of our flags for the 4th of July, right? Like there are
interns, there are young kids, there are people that are already out going to these houses anyways, like catch them in the street and be like, hey, if I gave you an extra $25
the street, y'all.
Well, that's what she did. He was like coming up to give her mail and she's like, hey, would you throw these on everybody's door if I give you an extra $50? And he's like, heck yeah, I'm going to the doors anyways, let's go. And I was like, that's so smart. So if it's just about like, you don't feel like doing the work, you don't feel like walking door to door for whatever reason in your mind, you feel like you're above that or don't want to do that, then just delegate it out. There's lots of people that could use that job. There's single moms that $50 could be what pays for their kids' lunches for a week, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do it and that's what's inhibiting you from getting your marketing out, give it to somebody else to do.
Delegate. All right. And make sure you also leave us a little love note wherever you're listening, because we like to hear from you guys. We always welcome feedback and we want to know what you want to hear. So hit us up and make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to, because you don't want to miss all of the wonderful things we have coming up, because we drop a fresh show every Thursday here on The Elite Life.
Bye, friend.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.